take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Plus, you can connect with us on Skype at username lrn.fm. Just send your request. We will approve it, and then you'll easily be able to connect to us with Skype. And joining you in studio, it's Ian.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
All right, so again, 855-450-FREE, as usual, plenty of stuff to bring to the table to talk to you about tonight. Johnny Ray is going to tell us about, in a little bit, whether or not we should abandon the Constitution. That will be on topic for discussion, but of course you can't bring up anything. And in other news, Miami-Dade police officers caught on camera, according to NBCMiami.com, allegedly ignoring emergency calls.
Mm.
According to the story here, a group of Miami-Dade police officers has been disciplined following a 2010 internal affairs investigation, according to police documents. That's right.
Wow. Justice's terrible swift sword.
Five police officers and one sergeant with the Kendall squad were allegedly caught on camera ignoring emergency dispatch calls. The video, obtained by NBC 6 South Florida, shows incidents like the one on October 5th, 2010, where Officer Dario Socaras apparently ignored a residential burglary call and instead chose to meet a woman at the Dadeland Mall parking lot.
Mm.
The video shows the officer hugging and kissing the woman in what the police investigation calls a display of, or a public display of affection.
Mm.
That is classic.
I wonder if this woman is... Is this guy married? I mean,
if he's meeting her in a parking lot, I don't think that's his wife.
It seems disturbing, right?
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's odd behavior.
That's not all you're going to hear about Detective or Officer Socaras. Tell you more about him in a moment here. It is classified as departmental misconduct or conduct unbecoming an officer, according to police.
Not showing up for a call, I should hope so.
A little later that day, Officer Socaras, as well as Officer Jose Huerta and their Sergeant Jennifer Gonzalez, were videotaped drinking coffee at a Casa Larios when an emergency call came in with an alert about an unconscious five-month-old, police said in investigation records obtained by NBC 6.
Not that they're going to do anything about it. I mean, oftentimes I get these calls on my rescue calls on my little Minotaur, is this little radio I get from the fire department. And I, but there's different times that I'm available and I'm not. But I often think to myself, well, what good am I going to do there? The only thing I'm qualified to do is administer CPR and direct traffic.
And whenever you try and build a system on people's good natures, it's destined to fail. That's why the marketplace works, because when I go to work, I'm not there because I want to be there. I'm not there because I think it's because cleaning some store is the right thing to do and mm-hmm. it's good for society. I'm doing it because I have to live. I have to do that or I'm going to get fired. My clients will not want me around if I'm not always working. And these police officers are just, they're at work. They're doing a job. And if they don't go, like we've said so many times before, if they don't do the job properly, that's okay. They're still going to get paid.
For the most part, that's true. But this story exists to, I think, the negative side of this story from our perspective, or I think from my perspective, is that the police look like they've done the right thing here, because these officers were fired. And they caught, they caught their own guys. This was an internal affairs investigation. And from what the article gets at here, it seems like they were investigating this one officer, because this whole article is all about the various different things that he has done.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think in the process of investigating this one officer, they uncovered that a couple other officers were also misbehaving because they were focusing their, their undercover cameras and such on this guy. So, one of the things he did during his day was he went to a cafe with two other officers and they, dicked around until, even after they'd gotten a phone call here, or it called out. According to the story, the officers were drinking coffee when an emergency call came in about the unconscious five-month-old. Now, this is not a situation in which the officer's going to get hurt. Because usually, you might expect a police officer to kind of dilly-dally if it was a situation in which they could possibly face some bodily harm by, an armed robber or somebody who's holding up someone at gunpoint, for instance.
We had a police officer call in. I think it was a call in and tell about his first day on the job with a veteran. And a call came through about a knife fight in progress, and the police officer said to the veteran, "Well, I guess we're going to get over there pretty quick, huh?" Or something like that. Mm-hmm. And the veteran said, "Why? Do you know somebody in that knife fight?"
Right.
And the suggestion is I'm not going there when there's a knife fight going on. I'm going to wait till that knife fight's over and then clean up the mess, which, honestly, is all you can really expect. I mean, you know, when minutes count, when seconds count in these life or death situations, the police are minutes away. And I'm not saying every police officer is going to react in this fashion.
Right.
But this guy did.
And he was a veteran.
I used to work in a convenience store in Asheville. And there was on Saturday nights, we had a sheriff who would come and work who would come and
off free, duty
and moonlight. Yeah.
Okay.
And
a sheriff's deputy.
Yes. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. A sheriff's deputy or a deputy sheriff.
Got it.
While one night somebody came in, and I'll just tell the story. One night a gentleman came in and told the sheriff's deputy that he had just been robbed at a bar up the street. He wanted the guy to come help him out. The sheriff said that he couldn't because he was working for the gas station.
Sure.
At the time, and ended up roundly cursing the man out and pulling his taser out and putting the laser on the man's chest.
Wow.
So I suppose in that case, the deputy sheriff was right.
I agree. I mean, he can't just walk off his job and, you know, leave the store unattended.
I've always found it disturbing that they... I mean, it's a strange little system that they have of security. Towns will say for, you know, like a concert or something. I used to work for a friend who, you know, did promotions that you couldn't have security on site. You had to have sheriff's deputies.
Yeah.
And so, you know, they can require certain types of security, meaning their sheriff's deputies. They wear their uniform to work on the site. But then it's, you know, I mean, it's this real sort of weird collusion.
So, about the idea that the police will misbehave, I agree with you, Mark. I don't think that we're suggesting that all police aren't going to run into a conflict. There probably are some out there who feel like they're duty-bound and that they really want to help people and they will put themselves on the line. But there are plenty of evidence out there that shows otherwise, and this officer is a perfect example where he's not even being called to a knife fight. He's being called to an unconscious 5-year-old, and he dilly-dallied. He continued drinking his coffee after he was specifically dispatched to the scene.
Hmm.
And despite being with his superior, in this case a sergeant, he continued drinking the coffee. And 9 minutes later, he was
so
cleared from the call.
What that says is, what's cleared from a call mean?
It means he was no longer, I guess, a part of that call for whatever reason. I'm not sure.
So what it says to me is that this is a culture of this kind of lax attitude towards calls. Because, you know, why isn't his superior flipping out?
Yeah, exactly. He's there with two other officers. One is his superior, and they all sat around and polished off their coffees before.
Where did the superior learn this behavior?
Indeed.
You know, how many people did he treat, knew? I mean, was it just these three people? Did these two people know that this sergeant was that way and that they decided to act that way? I mean, it seems unlikely to me.
He may have been cleared from the call. I'm speculating here. The article doesn't go into this. But he may have been cleared because another officer responded before he did.
Sure.
So if another officer was somewhere else nearby and they came in, then he just figured, oh, I'll just sit here and drink my coffee and see if someone takes that besides me.
Does the story tell us how long this man's been a law enforcement officer?
It doesn't mention that at this point, but the Miami officer, Socaras, moments later, the dispatcher asked him to check out a Signal 37 or a suspicious vehicle. He said in a radio transmission that he was en route, but investigators said it took him 25 minutes to respond. At the end of the investigation, Sergeant Gonzalez and Officers Dario Socaras, Jose Huerta, Ivan Tornas, Fabian Owens, and Jeffrey Price all received a relief of duty memorandum dated December 28, 2010. But that's not all about Officer Socaras from Miami, the Miami Police Department. 855-453 is the toll-free number. We'll tell you more about what the internal investigation revealed about him. 855-453, you can take control and bring up what you want. This is Free Talk Live.
Several days after the Patriot Act was passed, a printed version was made available for Congress to read. Yes, I said several days after the Patriot Act was passed. But that's not unusual. Congress routinely passes bills that has little or no time to read. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org, and I say it's time for a new American revolution with the slogan, no legislation without representation. Congress cannot claim to be representing us when they don't know what's in the bills they pass. They shouldn't take the words of lobbyists. They shouldn't rely on unelected staff. And they shouldn't take orders from the party leadership because, after all, they're supposed to represent you. At DownsizeDC.org, you'll find a bill that should be the law of the land. It's called the Read the Bills Act. You can read it at our website, DownsizeDC.org. Better yet, you can use our simple system to tell your elected representatives to sponsor the Read the Bills Act. Write it down, DownsizeDC.org.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Talk Live, toll-free number for you, 855-453. That's the number, by the way, brought to you by SACL CAI. 855-450-FREE. Join us online. Head over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have, including our webcam. You can watch, listen, and interact. The chat room is built in there to the same page, so makes it easy for you. Go to cam.freetalklive.com. Like the rest of the features on our website, we give it away to you for free. Once again, that's cam.freetalklive.com. And SACL CAI. It's an organization that will help you with accounts receivable, with collecting on those delinquent accounts. It's just such a pain. You don't want to handle this yourself. You want to focus on doing your own business. That's why you got into business, not to do collections. And so let SACL take care of that for you. They'll do it in a way that respects your clients and will keep them on as customers down the line. So you can go to SACL CAI through our website. They're the top banner on our banner column on the right-hand side of the page. Just visit freetalklive.com. Look on the right for the SACL CAI banner. And so our number again here, 855-450-FREE. We're going to go to your phone calls here in a moment. I just want to tell you a little bit more about Officer Sakaris, who is apparently a subject, or was the subject of an internal affairs investigation in Miami-Dade Police Department, was found on multiple occasions goofing off, basically, while on duty, meeting a strange woman in a parking lot and showing her affection in that parking lot while he was on duty, while he was expected at an emergency call. And another instance, also called to an emergency, he basically drank coffee for several minutes with other officers, including a superior officer, a sergeant, before, well, apparently ended up being cleared from the call. So he never had to actually leave from where he was, or he was supposed to have left. He was assigned to the call, but never actually ended up leaving. And then he was also asked to check out a suspicious vehicle, but he, despite saying he was en route via a radio transmission, investigators said it took him 25 minutes to respond. Now, he was given a relief of duty memorandum in December of 2010, but was also accused of doctoring reports to reflect that he had responded to the calls. According to a memo that he wrote his lieutenant, he claimed that at no time did he intentionally violate departmental rules or regulations. Now, Officer Sakaris, as well as the other two officers that he was drinking coffee with, have been fired by the Miami-Dade Police Department, according to the Internal Affairs report.
That includes the sergeant?
That's correct.
You know, when you told me this before we went on the air, I was trying to imagine in my mind what I believed. And now after 10 years of doing Free Talk Live, hearing these, all different people at all different levels of the government, malfeasance and just people acting like people, frankly.
Mm-hmm.
What did I believe? Did I believe that they were going to fire these police officers, or did I believe that they weren't? And because it was getting press, I was siding with them being fired, but it could have gone either way. It really could have gone either way in my mind.
Well, that they fired them in this case makes the department look good. It allows them to save face. It allows them to show to the public, hey, we're concerned about these slacking cops, and we're doing something about it. We're not only investigating, we're firing the bad guys. Rest assured, this is just a minor portion of our department. This is not a systemic problem throughout the organization. Everything is okay here at Miami-Dade. We're looking out for you. And I don't know if I believe that perspective. I think that in this case, you know, it was one of those situations where they had to do this in order to save face, mm-hmm. because had they not fired this person, it would have looked even worse for them. But I think what you said earlier, Mark, really is an indicator of something, and that is that this is likely a systemic problem because he was there with other officers drinking coffee. It would have been easy for them to blow this off as just a one officer problem had he not been at that coffee shop with the other officers. But because he was there while on an emergency call, and none of the three officers actually responded as though it were an emergency call, they just sat there and drank their coffee. That really shows that it is something that is, you know, part and parcel of being a Miami-Dade police officer, in my opinion. Now, there are probably exceptions to that, and I'm sure there are some officers who will go on emergency calls, but I suspect this problem is much larger than the three officers that have been fired. They do say that several more officers have been disciplined, and some are expected to appeal their punishment. Because, again, there are lots of rights that government employees have.
When you're talking about this probably isn't over. I mean, the union's going to pick it up for these people, and they're going to continue the fight and all that kind of thing. Don't think for a second that this story's over with.
And you guys say that the problem is systemic. I agree with you. On the face of the story, it's just one guy who's a POS, his buddies, they're maybe pieces of crap too, they're lazy, there's no story there. That's like you said, Mark, people are people. Mm-hmm. People act like people, they're not angels. But the problem is, to go back to my libertarian dogma, is that the people of Miami, the people of Dade County, have no option to support or not support these police officers.
Right. Had they not been fired, your taxes would have been the same in Miami.
Yeah, I don't know. Systemic, I think, I don't know if every police department is this way. I don't think they are. I do think that different organizations have kind of different atmospheres. That, that somebody in the past kind of sets the mood and that things slowly evolve over time. I'm not going to claim that every police department is this way. What I am going to claim is the police, because of their union connections and because of sort of the way government functions, the lack of responsibility, don't have the culpability that an employee might have in this same circumstance. It's going to take much longer to fire a police officer than it would an employee. If this was a situation with a pizza driver, bam, they're gone.
Right.
Like that night. Here's your... Give me your hat.
You don't get to appeal.
Take the little light off the top of your car. You're out of here, son. And I don't see any reason why that shouldn't be the case. So I think that it could be systemic. We don't have evidence that's systemic, but I don't see any reason why it wouldn't necessarily be every police officer in the country has these kind of incentives. I'm not saying that they don't, that they react in the same way. I don't think that everybody reacts in the same way to the same incentives.
No, I wouldn't say that either.
But I think that they could.
And when I say it's systemic, I mean it a little bit differently, not that it's pervasive throughout the department, but it's fundamental to the system of how the police department gets funded. Well, like I said before, it doesn't matter if they do a good job or not. If all of the police officers in Miami were angelic relative to the general population, it would still be a fundamentally evil system, because even if they are angels and you are being forced by the threat of incarceration or whatever, you're being forced by arms to support them, and that's evil no matter how good or bad they are.
Right, and we've seen from several court cases, Supreme Court cases, that the police don't have any obligation to show up anywhere on time. So even though there's all this evidence that the officer Socorros in this case dilly-dallied when he could have been responding. He could have put down his coffee and gotten in his car and responded to the 5-year-old that was unconscious. You know, if that 5-year-old ended up dying because no one got to him who could administer the first aid, his parents would have no recourse. Even if they had the evidence that he was sitting at drinking coffee at a coffee shop,
and
even
they
could show that, right, they still have no recourse because the police department has no obligation to provide you with any service whatsoever. So this is really just a PR opportunity for the department, and that's about it. Free Talk Live.
UtopiaSilver.com believes, as the Declaration of Independence states, that our rights come from God, not from government. The only lawful purpose of any government is to protect and secure the rights of the people, and no man or government has the authority to take what has been given to us by God. Among these rights are life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. And America's government has ceased to be the protector of liberty and of the people's God-given rights. But we, the people, can return America to greatness if we are willing to stand up and reassert our stolen rights. We ask that you join Utopia Silver in changing America's course in history. To save on healthcare and improve your health, call Utopia Silver at 888-213-4338. For a limited time, new customers will receive 50% off all colloidal silver and colloidal gold supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A Silver, utopiasilver.com. Or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
Stop the pain from broken, chipped, and damaged nails and eliminate toenail fungus with a revolutionary new nail hardener, Nails of Steel. Just apply one drop of Nails of Steel over natural or polished nails and go. With Nails of Steel, there's virtually no drying time and it's guaranteed. Try this all-natural antifungal and herbal formula for women and men. Call 816-896-8307 or get free shipping at nailsofsteel.com. Nailsofsteel.com. It's like a salon in a bottle.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar in a book explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Injuries, slow healing, aches and pains, constipation, weakness, fatigue are all common the older one gets. The progressive deterioration of the body that occurs almost universally the older one gets can partly to significantly be prevented with conscientious attention to nutrition. If the Hanselmen can play rugby in their 90s, then it is possible for everyone in North America to experience a more youthful life as well. One key ingredient to warding off aging and reversing some of it is the type and quality of protein consumed. All protein foods or supplements you currently consume are heat damaged, destroying 50 to 75% of your ability to utilize the bodybuilding amino acids. One World Way is not heat damaged and allows your body to utilize 100% of the amino acids. This feat no one else has achieved. The results to your health can be amazing. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, you can bring up what you want and dial in toll-free at 855-453. It's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just head on over to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features we have on the site, and they include the mobile site. If you've got a smartphone and would like quick access to our live streams, as well as the podcast, just drop into m.freetalklive.com, m as in mobile, .freetalklive.com. Coming up in about 3 weeks, the 2013 Liberty Forum, February 21st through the 24th. I'm looking forward to it. There are going to be hundreds of people who love the ideas of freedom all in the same hotel in Nashua, New Hampshire. These are people who, for the most part, are Free State Project participants, but there are also, you know, there's also the possibility that people are going to be attending who have not yet joined the Free State Project, or just looky-loos and they want to see what's going on in that hotel there. Could be locals that attend, too. But for the most part, they're going to be Free State Project participants or people that are interested in the Free State Project, because it's the Free State Project that puts the event on. It happens on a yearly basis, and I think this is the sixth one or the seventh one. Anyway, we've been to all of them. Free Talk Live has broadcast live every single night, and we will do the same this year. It's a Thursday through Sunday, February 21st through the 24th. You can get signed up over at freestateproject.org/libertyforum, and you can use our discount code to save 10% on the already affordable convention rates. So use discount code FTL FTL2013. That's FTL like Free Talk Live. FTL2013. And you'll save 10%. It's going to be a blast. Lots of great speakers like Cory Doctorow, Jeffrey Tucker, Declan McCullough, Tom Woods is keynoting. You're going to get to meet Derek Jay from Derek Jay's Victimless Crime Spree. Vermin Supreme is going to be there presenting his unreleased movie, by the way, which I'm excited to see. And many more that I have not yet told you about because we don't have time. So go to freestateproject.org/libertyforum. Learn more. Get registered as we go to the phones. Mike is on the line listening in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Johnny Ray, and Mark. Mike in Texas, going once. Mike in Texas, going twice. I'm just going to put Mike on hold there for a moment. He dropped off. All right, so 855, 453. I've got a related story. We were talking about the police in Miami. This one actually was posted to our Twitter, I think is in response to what we were already talking about from John J. Horner. And it's an RT.com story about the Chicago police who are now stopping immediate response to burglaries and thefts. So the previous story we just discussed was that Miami police, some of them, were busted by their own internal affairs department for not responding to emergency calls, instead sitting back and enjoying a cup of coffee at a coffee shop. And in this case, it's Chicago making an official policy that some calls you can't really expect a response to in any short amount of time. According to the story, many Chicagoans who call 911 will no longer receive immediate help. Chicago police will no longer show up at crime scenes unless someone is in critical condition or a criminal suspect remains on the scene. It may soon take bullet wounds, broken bones, rape attacks, or other injuries to catch the attention of the police department, while crimes like car thefts may largely be overlooked. Chicagoans who report property damage, vehicle thefts, garage burglaries, or other crimes in which the perpetrator is no longer on the scene will not be assisted until the police have time, thereby freeing up officers for patrol duties, but also leaving distraught victims in the dark.
So this is kind of like to get an insurance claim in a lot of cases, you have to have a police report. And so this is kind of like the equivalent of the cable company when they say, we'll be there sometime between 7 a.m. Yeah. and 7 p.m., on the date range of such and such to so and so.
Well, usually they give you the day, but they give you the full amount of hours.
It doesn't mean they're there on that day.
That's true, but generally they'll come there on that day. It's just they don't tell you what time they'll be there.
Yes, that's correct.
And so you have to take the whole day off.
It's the equivalent of that.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's just kind of funny. I mean, honestly, it's more honest because a lot of times property. People who have been, are the victims of property crimes, imagine that their property is somehow possibly going to be returned to them. Mm-hmm. That there's some, greater than infinitesimal chance that they will get their property back. And it certainly happens, but it's probably your chances are higher than, say, winning the lottery.
Your chances are better.
But not higher than a scratch-off.
Your chances are better at getting your property back if you take the investigation into your own hands and go down to local pawn shops and look for, what, or like in the case of a stolen bike, go and check some ditches and, drive around the neighborhood and see if something's there. To expect that the police are going to do it in any sort of timely manner is ridiculous. And that's basically what, Chicago police are saying here is, we're going to get around to you when we feel like getting around to you. And it goes right back to what you were saying, Johnny Ray. If you don't like that, if you don't like the fact that they're serving level stinks, then too bad. You're forced to pay for them anyway.
Forced like a child. It's disgusting. I blame the people. I blame the mass of the people for taking it.
Well, what are they supposed to do?
Rise up.
I agree, but that would require risk, and I mean, most people aren't willing to take risks. So I guess you're right. I mean, I agree with you.
They don't even need to rise up. I've been thinking about. Ian, you often say that it would only take that the critical mass is really small, like 10% of people not taking a plea, 10% of people taking their things to trial and fighting these things would be enough to put a stop to frivolous law enforcement.
I tend to agree.
And I think that along the same lines, you don't need to rise up if all you need to do is show your honest feelings if you don't like it. If you don't like being treated like a child, tell the police that they need to get a job.
They don't care. They've got a job. And they're going to get a paycheck whether you like them or not.
They're going to give you a ticket if you say that, too.
they are people. They're human beings. If I was if my job was universally
hated. Yeah.
And the people.
That's rough.
And the people.
It's coming from a janitor.
Janitors. I sometimes like to think. I'm not going to say it out loud. Maybe later.
I think more people appreciate janitors without realizing it, right? I mean, who doesn't appreciate having a nice, clean bathroom to go into?
No, janitors are very well appreciated. Sometimes I honestly feel like janitors are popular scapegoats. But there's reasons for that. Janitor work is. Most people can get it. So we draw our fair share of POSs ourselves. Mm-hmm. Now, what I was saying was that I think if a whole bunch of people told the police that they needed to get a job, I think that could be just as effective as 10% of the people actively putting something at stake.
Could be. I mean, nobody wants to feel socially ostracized to a certain point by a great percentage of people. So I can see where you're coming from there.
And all
but people are afraid of the police. You know, they're afraid, as Mark suggested, that they're going to come after them for that. I mean, sometimes someone will get arrested for flipping the cops a bird, for instance.
Yeah,
they shouldn't be, but yeah.
They shouldn't be, and there have been court cases that have shown that the cops can't do that, but that doesn't stop them from doing it. It doesn't stop them from arresting you and then later dropping the charges just to stick you one. Because there's nothing you can do in response to that. We're going to go back to Mike in Texas. He's trying us back here. Apparently there were some phone issues we were having before. Do we have Mike in Texas?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
There you are. Go ahead, sir.
Oh, good, good. Hey, you know what? Johnny Ray was right. If we just quad the system, man, just quad the system, the court system, who would be patrolling the street if every cop was waiting in the queue to testify for a ticket, a speeding ticket or whatever? But that's not really what I wanted to call about, but that is the answer, Johnny Ray. I was listening to a radio show this morning, and a congressman from Texas was talking about how badly border security needs to be increased, and he said it was they need to do something because Al-Qaeda is pouring over the border, the southern border. And I'm thinking to myself, how much more mileage do you guys think that this terrorism fraud has? How much more use can they get out of that? I don't know.
It seems pretty blatantly obvious that if Al-Qaeda were pouring over the border and have been allegedly doing so for the last decade, that they sure are pretty bad at, like, blowing things up or doing anything at all that is of a terroristic nature.
Right. The only people that have been caught at this point are the people that the FBI has, essentially the only people that have been caught are basically people that the FBI have armed and put up to the task, and most of them are Americans.
Yeah, clear scare tactic. But stand by, Mike. If you have more comments, we can bring you back here in moments. This is Free Talk Live at 855-453.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe. In year 2523, there are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. People travel in bubbles, fly at hyperspeed, with brain implants and artificial gravity. A science fiction gives them a clever assistant, set out on an adventure through the solar system, on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum Vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features, and corporate villains crave the opportunity to steal a profit from Mother's ingenuity. A scientific genius and a clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system, on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty.
And in Buenos Aires, then are shuttled to Santa Rosa, where a nicely furnished cabin with all amenities, Wi-Fi, executive food and wine, and laundry service awaits. After a good night's sleep, your adventure begins. You're on a golden stag safari for big game. But it's not Africa, it's Argentina. One-on-one guided hunts for water buffalo, cougar, bighorn rams, wild boar, and the biggest stag deer in South America. All gold medal quality. All the action you can handle. Land Rovers, top rental guns with scopes, all food, beverages, hunting guides, ground transportation included, and more. All more affordable than you can imagine. The adventure of a lifetime starts at GoldenStagSafaris.com, the big game hunting ranch. GoldenStagSafaris.com.
Food storage? Check. Survival tools? Check. Weapons and water filters? Check. But what about a permanent source of cooking power that can run forever without buying fuel or paying for maintenance? Introducing Afterburner Stoves, home of the original patented rocket stove, the Kelly Kettle, and the Solo Stove. Afterburner Stoves has what you need and now offers all GCN listeners our complete preparedness package with the means to cook meals and sanitize water. Whether you dig in or bug out, cook almost any meal with just a handful of sticks. We already have the lowest online prices guaranteed, but if you enter coupon code GCN at checkout, we'll knock off an additional 15% and send you our amazing 6-hour solar rechargeable light bulb absolutely free, all for only $249. Visit afterburnerstoves.com or call 866-716-5214. 866-716-5214. Afterburnerstoves.com. Cook hot meals with just a handful of sticks.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Toll free number for you to bring up anything you want. 855-450-FREE. It's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online over at freetalklive.com. You get to create the content of the site. So if you find something online you want to share with us, you can submit it as show prep over at freetalklive.com. It will appear on the site under the upcoming stories page. And then it must receive a certain number of votes by other listeners. And then once it does receive that number of votes, it'll make it to the front page of the site. If it doesn't receive the number of votes, then it goes off into obscurity. But you can commit or you can submit various different things to that process. Go to freetalklive.com. Use the submit show prep button to do that. And, of course, you can vote up and down on various different items on the site. Could be blog posts, could be a YouTube video, could be news item. Whatever you think we'll enjoy talking about, maybe on the air, or other listeners might enjoy seeing, submit it and see how it goes. Go to freetalklive.com.
There are basically two types of currency out there. There's commodity-based currencies, currencies that are, you know, valuable in and of themselves, and there are fiat currencies. Fiat currencies are either issued by governments or central banks at the behest of governments. And governments, since they've basically every government around the world has a fiat currency, just about every one of them that I know of, all of them, but you know, perhaps there's one that doesn't, be interested in hearing if there was. But governments, you know, it's fiat currency. One of the reasons that they have fiat currencies is because they want to be able to fight their wars with impunity. They don't want to ask their citizenry. They don't want to get the support of their citizenry necessarily for a war. They just want to do it. Back in World War II, you remember the buy war bonds thing? Well, when the war on terror began, what did George Bush tell us to do? Go shopping, is what he said. They didn't want you to buy war bonds because there aren't any war bonds, because they don't need you to buy war bonds because they have a completely fiat currency, unlike the fractional reserve banking kind of commodity currency that they had in the past. So what can you do about that? Well, you can't do anything if you pretty much have to use their currency, right? Well, you could use a commodity-based currency. And one of the easiest commodity-based currencies to use out there is Bitcoin. Bitcoin allows you to send and receive money around the world nearly instantly. You can do it with no fees. You have complete control over your money. Unlike your, dollars that you put in a bank, they certainly have control of those. So this disempowers governments around the world from just fighting wars willy-nilly. They're going to have to think about it long and hard if there was a commodity-based currency in play. So I recommend you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com and educate yourself on the subject. It's bitcoin.freetalklive.com.
Yeah, I don't get it. I don't get how bitcoins are a commodity. I thought commodities were orange juice, gold bars, or bacon like you might find in a bacon, lettuce, and tomato sandwich.
Pork bellies?
Exactly.
Are you just asking me a question so that I can answer this question? Or
I seriously, okay. I see that that bitcoins have got value in that there's a system there.
Uh-huh.
And there is that wonderful cryptographic foundation that they have that they've put a lot of time and effort and skill and talent into.
Yep.
and that's valuable. But I think of a commodity as like a barrel of oil.
A commodity is something that can be used. It has a inherent value to it, like Bitcoin, the cryptography, the ability to send and receive money around the world. Those two things, the fact that it's essentially a uncrackable code and that it allows you to send and receive money around the world. Those two things are of value, like pork bellies are of value because you can eat them. It's also a commodity because there's a finite amount. A government agency just doesn't turn on the printing presses and make more when they feel like it. They can't. There are going to be total 21 million bitcoins in existence, and that's all there's going to be. So there's a finite amount, and it has an inherent value. That's what makes it a commodity.
Very good. Okay. 855 453. Mike is back with us in Texas with any continued thoughts. Go ahead, Mike.
Hey, and the other thing I want to talk about was the idea of the blind patriotism that Americans still have. And about the terrorism thing, I've got a shirt that I made that says terrorism is a fraud. That's all it says on the front. And I was eating dinner one time at a Denny's at a truck stop, and a guy was next to me at the counter, and he had his two teenage sons with him. And we had been talking for a little bit, and I asked his older son, who was a junior in high school, I said, what does this shirt mean to you? Because we were talking about those things. And he said, I know what terrorism is, but I don't know what Freyud is.
Oh, jeez.
I said, boy, we are in trouble. But anyway, this idea of blind patriotism, I listened to Ted Nugent today because he was on with Piers Morgan last night. So he had to do the rounds and tell everybody how he put the screws to Piers Morgan and everything. And he said, Ted Nugent is saying, why should these guys, meaning soldiers, why should these guys come home and have the government says they're not allowed to own weapons after they go over there and fight for our freedom and keep us safe? And I'm thinking to myself, what a crock. It's so silly, this idea that we're supposed to feel sorry for these soldiers that go to Iraq, and especially the ones that get their legs and arms blown off, when they're going to a country, invading it, occupying it, killing women and children that have never done anything to them. It sounds really insensitive to say, but I kind of laugh inside, and I think to myself, man, you got your legs blown off by some guy running around with no shoes, with no water, and no electricity. You know what I mean? You got zapped. And why am I supposed to feel sorry for you? Why am I supposed to support the Wounded Warrior Project? You know what I mean? Why should I have any kind of feeling or sympathy in my heart for some guy who comes back and his arms and legs are blown off?
I think that, to answer the question, I think you can I can find empathy for anybody that's been duped. I don't feel sorry for someone who really is a, violent sociopath, a psychopathic killer whose sole purpose in joining the military was so they could kill other human beings. If that person gets hurt, I don't really feel sorry for them. But if somebody's joined the military because they've been duped into thinking that they're fighting for freedom, or they've been duped into, some sort of ridiculous belief system about what the state is and what the military is and all that, and they're fighting for reasons that aren't real, and they've just been fooled, and then I can find some empathy for that, because I think we've all been victimized and taken advantage of in some way at some point in our lives, especially when we were younger. And I think that, people deserve some level of forgiveness and empathy for those things, but I guess it just depends on their level of bloodthirst.
Yeah, do you remember last summer when there was talk about the reinstitution of the draft?
There's been blow-ins about that for as long as we've been doing this show.
Yeah, just imagine how many people would be supportive of the endless war, the endless condition of war if their sons and daughters no longer had a choice to go on their own accord.
Yeah, I wonder. I wonder whether the, you know, because at this point, right now in American history, it is, you know, the state of the country is there is no worse crime as far as from a social standpoint than saying that what you just said, basically, that you have no empathy for soldiers getting their legs blown off and things like that. There is no greater crime than that for many people. And I wonder, you know, would they like these wars less if everybody was involved? And, you know, maybe that's the case. I just don't know.
Maybe they would, but I don't think you're going to see a return to the draft, nor would I use that as an excuse to advocate for a return to the draft. I can't bring myself to advocate for an increase in tyranny so people can get a message. That's kind of another version of the tactic that, you know, we libertarians should support the increase of the state so that people will get aggressed against by it, and then they'll become libertarian. And I'm sorry, I don't see that as a real moral path to any liberty. But realistically, the draft in its old form isn't coming back. If something does come back, it'll be the new draft, which will include the ability to choose for what bureaucracy you work. So it won't seem as offensive of a draft, because the draftees will have the ability to choose the National Service Program, which won't involve going over to some overseas country and dying. It'll just involve doing a variety of whatever menial tasks or repetitive tasks that they will have for you here in this country as a National Service member. And this has been in this discussion about bringing back the draft, this has been the direction that the discussion has taken nationally, is to create a national service program in which all youth in America, like usually the proposal is for people that have graduated high school, to have to go to work for the government for as many as 2 years or as few as 90 days in order to actually receive their high school diploma. So these are some of the proposals that have been put out there with the intention of softening the blow of bringing back the draft, and at the same time doubling the size of the military, effectively, because the proposal for this national service program is that it is large and as well-funded as the military.
It's as large, as powerful, yeah, and as well-funded.
Yeah.
They could be like the brown shirts in late 1930s Germany.
Well, exactly. And so if they had that national service program, then the point you're making would be irrelevant, because then no one would be able to object from the perspective of, oh, well, I don't want my son to die. So the supposedly anti-war people could still be for their country and sacrifice their children off to the national service program for 2 years and then get them back, presumably in one piece after that. So that worry wouldn't be present for sets of parents who are concerned about that. Thank you for the call, Mike. Appreciate it. Hour 2's next. You take control. It's Free Talk Live.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP
is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.